Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
When God moved upon the faith of the waters, it wasn't nothing but faith. See, people don't realize, well, God has to have faith. God is faith. That's what the 11th chapter of Mark and verse 21 is trying to tell us. Or 22, rather, is trying to tell us. Have faith in God. And the true interpretation is have the faith of God. That means God-like faith. So if faith is acting, feeling, if faith is thinking, feeling, and acting positive, what does faith in God mean? You think positive in God. You feel positive in God. And then you act positive in God. Well, that's all Jesus did. Come on now. That's all he did. Lord have mercy. You know what? I think y'all are going to enjoy this tape here. Move upon the faith of the waters. That's all Jesus did. Come on. See, that's what the kingdom of God is. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Huh? 17th chapter of St. Luke and verse 21. So if we act positive on the principle of that which is within us, what is that that can hinder us? Come on. Can anything stop you? You become unstoppable, irresistible. My God. You know what? You become so powerful that you cannot be resisted. Any area you walk into, you will cause an effect in that area, even though you don't open your mouth. You can walk into a store and just look around it at the product and walk out and cause an effect in it. Y'all hear what I say? See, it's time that God people wake up and see this thing. Well, it's not for everybody. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's why we're preaching on faith. I'm letting you know it is time that God people wake up and begin moving on the faith of the waters. If you notice that second verse in Genesis, first chapter of Genesis, it was absolutely nothing. The scripture was saying it was nothing. It was nothing. But see, God, whom possess all, as a mind, produced the something. Nothing is nothing unless you recognize something. Somebody say amen. Nothing is nothing unless you recognize something. Come on. But when you recognize something and then nothing, what? Is swallowed up by the something. Lord have mercy. Am I making sense, saints? That's to let you know that all you need is Christ. That's all you need. I don't care. You know what? The enemy could come as a roaring lion. But all you need is Christ. And honey, that lion will roar out. I remember something. I thought about this During the winter, I was trying to start a fire in my fireplace. And we got some wood off the street, you know, and didn't realize the wood didn't look as green as it was. And man, we started the all of that fire, you know, with the wood sitting there, and the fire started blazing. I'm sitting there, you know, waiting to observe my fire, and all at once it goes out, and not even any smoke left. I rolled to the floor and laughed. I said, this is how a lot of the Christian has been deceived. The fire was burning there, and I had a lot of paper there, and all that paper was burning. I'm thinking, I got a big fire now. Let me just as when I'm getting comfortable on the couch, I'm going to sit back and observe this fire. And the fire burned out, not even smoke left. I said, Lord, look at the Christian. They are blazing. Ablaze. It looked like this. They're going to be burning all their life. And the next thing you know, you done, Lord, what happened? Done lost. No faith. No encouragement. No joy. No peace. Nothing. No. Huh? We getting ready to pray. But see, we're talking about moving upon the faith of the waters. There was no light seen. But yet, according to the first chapter of St. John in verse 5 or 6, there was light, but the light was hid in the darkness. Why? Because darkness cannot see. Darkness cannot comprehend light. So when the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, the light was there. But the light did not emerge, come on, submerge, until God says, let there be light. So I'm telling you tonight, God done already blessed you. You need to what? Let it be. Somebody say amen. Just let it be. Just let it be. Lord have mercy. Good God Almighty. It's there. Just let it be. That's all. Anything you can imagine. It's there. Just let it be. You tell the people that are sick, don't you know, by his stripe you were healed. And the word were means past tense, means you are healed already. Just let it be. Come on. Hallelujah. Good. Lord, we're getting ready to pray here. It's time for me to let you go. Come on. But we need to move, what? Upon the faith of the waters. There are waters in your life that you need to move upon. Trouble water. Come on. The raging sea. We just need to move upon the faith of it. Come on. Hallelujah. And speak the words that Jesus spoke. Peace, be still. When you break that down, the word peace. Come on now. The word peace. It means rest. It means safety. Absolute confidence. Come on. At ease. And the word still means calm. Come on now. That's the way Jesus saw things. Peace. Be still. You are peace. You are already peace. I see you as peace. You just need to be still. That takes back. Let it be. Means what? Move upon the faith out of the water. Somebody say amen. Once God, people wake up and realize what faith is. Faith is when you possess that thing in your action. Faith is possessing something in your action. That's what faith is. It's possessing it in your action. Children is good for that. They possess those things in their action. Take cannon away from a baby. You see how they possessing it in their action? It's so a part of that child until they just kick and yell and scream and squall and fight. And just like you done took something, a part of their very life. And we felt the same way about the things that God promised us. Come on now. How can any enemy attack you? Take a hold of somebody's hands and move upon the faith of the waters. that's how you move upon the face of the waters, is through faith. Means what? Possessing in your action. Goodness. It's easy to talk, but it's another thing to act. Anybody can talk. That's all we hear is talk. Too much talking and not enough action. My Lord. Glory to God. You know, this is kind of heavy, but I tell you, the Lord spoke to me a few days ago and said, if you act, if you allow your action to become the possessive of what you need or what you want, you already have it. And that's some heavy stuff there. If you allow your action to possess, that means you possess it through your ways and action, what you want, you already have it. Because your action possesses it. And the law of being, or should I say, the law that be, which is God, be. Uh-oh. Somebody say amen. See, God is the law that be. Huh? And that's why that Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if God be the law that be, if God is the law that be, and all we have to do is possess it in our action, and it be. Come on. That's why they don't want people thinking like that. Because you start thinking like that, they can't hold nothing from you. Huh? That's what Jesus meant. He said, in that day, you shall ask anything of me. Huh? Lord have mercy. Can I just talk a little bit while, saints? You shall ask anything of me in that day. And what? That I would do. Come on. My God. That's some heavy stuff there. My Lord. I told a group of people, they said, well, what I read, Jesus said, all these things shall be done in my name. You have to first recognize what did Jesus represented. What was he? He's faith. So if you're going to do something in his name, then you do it in faith in him. Oh, Lord. Did I say something wrong? You know, most people don't know that Jesus was prophesying. When they prophesied, it was by faith. Huh? It was by faith that Mary conceived him. There was a young girl knowing nothing about anything and conceived the word of the angel that she is bearing a child which she knew no man. Now, y'all tell me that wasn't faith. You know, I'm trying to end. Y'all ain't helping me at all now. I'm telling y'all to say amen, but y'all keep it up. I keep going. Huh? Huh? So we're not only eating the meat now, we're getting our teeth and picking it off the bone. I know this don't sound good, but how many as a kid? I'm just saying, as a kid now. We're not talking about now as a kid. After you finish eating the chicken off the bone, you buy, and then you break the bone and just suck on the bone. I wasn't the only one that did it, eh? Sometimes that's really good. That's why all the flavor locks up in it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Good God Almighty. Come on. Me and the dog will fight over the bone. Somebody say amen. Huh? Like the dog want to say, this supposed to be mine, you know? Come on. I remember that me and my brothers and sisters used to fight over the cake pan when the parents bake a cake, mix that cake up, and dump it out, and that left in it, and it tastes better than the cake that they baking. Come on now. They used to cook the cake with paper, with that wax paper on it. Man, that wax paper come up, it tastes better than the cake with the icing on it. Walk around all day chewing on that paper. My Lord. Well, that's the way we should be in God. Come on. The dough, the batter, the mixture is good. It just don't taste like it used to. It just don't taste like it used to taste. I don't know why it was so good at that time. My Lord. Come on. And but when you stop and think about it, can't you see what God is saying? That same craving. If you have that craving for the word, for faith, just hungry for it. Realize that all faith is you are possessing it in your action. But yet, you are possessing it in your action in God. By the Spirit, through the promise, in His name. How can you miss it? Raise your hands and say glory. Get a lot of praise off of everybody. My God. This thing is powerful, isn't it? You said, Brother Barber, I didn't know that was for us too. To move upon the faith of the waters. We need to move upon the faith of the waters. Come on. And speak forth light. And let it be. My Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise God. My Lord, you can feel it. Let it be. Let it be. And that word be also means ears. And ears means past, present, future. Or better yet, past, future, present. That's what the word ears means. Or the word be means. It means past, future, present. The past is present and the future is present. It's all be. Come on, saints. Brother Barber, what are you trying to tell us? Listen, all this week, that's why I like to encourage you. Get all the tapes and let this tape be the climax. Move. I'm moving upon the faith of the waters. Moving. Know that these things is already mine. I possess my dream. Anything I desire is already mine. So really, I have no need. If David can see the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There is really no wants. How can you want for something that you already possess? I'm beginning to wake up and realize I don't have to want because I possess. I just let it be. I want for something that's already yours. That's why Paul said you can't hope for something that is seen. If you see it already, how can you hope for it? And the word hope means wishing with expectation. So how can you expect something when you already see it? There's no expectation. Am I right? Am I making sense? So God, people need to wake up and see this thing. But let me tell y'all something. If we begin acting upon this message tonight, if you act upon it, my Lord, you will be the way. Did you hear what I say? You will be the way. You will be the way. See, because why? Faith in God is the way. Come on now. That woman was a dog, but faith in Jesus was the way. Come on. Am I right? Jesus told us as a woman, be it according to thy faith. According to thy faith, be it unto thee. She got it all. All she wanted was the crown. The woman ended up getting it all. Not only the bread, the loaf, oven that cooked it, the whatever, the field where the wheat came from, you name it, she got the whole thing. Why? Because she let it be. What? She moved upon the faith of the water. There was no visible blessing there Because Jesus ignored her first. Then he said, it is not for you. It's for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then he told her, it is not meet to take the children bread and cast it to the dog. That woman couldn't see anything, literally. But she moved upon the faith of the water by continuing after him. Would not give up. And finally, light came. Come on, saints. Now, if she's a dog can do this, how much more can you do when you of Christ? Take a hold of somebody's hand and say, move upon the faith of the waters. I mean, can y'all see what I'm saying? You know something? These messages is nothing but license. License to operate the principle of God. You know that? These are licenses. You are being licensed to operate the principle of God. Because that's a license. All a license is certification. You're certified. And they ain't going to certify you until they prove that you can drive. So that's qualification. Qualification brings about certification. The license certifies you to drive. That's what the license does. Sometimes you wonder how did some get the license? So we don't want to get into that. Somebody, will you raise your hands and glorify Jesus? God is doing great things. This has been absolutely beautiful. This sister here in the corner, can I minister to you first, please? Praise God. And sister, if it's okay with you, can I minister to you next? I want you to come after her. You needed this message tonight. And God did something in your life. And things are not going to be the same. Because you don't see those things the same. You are moving upon the faith of the waters. The waters in your life. The waters in your family. The waters in the job. The waters in the finance. The waters in all of these things. You are moving upon it now. And God says a way is made. Just let it be. By the authority of the Holy Ghost. By Christ the Lord, receive it through the spoken word is yours. Raise your hands and praise God. Would you come next, sister? Faith is power. Faith is authority. Faith is what makes things happen. I don't care what it is. God is doing something special in your life again. Was you here last night or the night before? Was you here before? Well, listen, God is doing something special in your life tonight. You really needed this message. Because you realize that Christ is. See, everybody can't say Christ is. You can't say Christ is unless it comes from the ears. You got to speak from that which is ears before you can say Christ is. Because only Christ is can say Christ is. And this is what is happening now in your life. You're beginning to see this. You're beginning to feel it. It begins to become a part of your spirit. Your very being. Hallelujah. It's done now. You can feel strength coming into your body. The troubled mind that was upon you is changing now. And you can feel God's peace. Hallelujah. God is moving in the home and the family. Glory to God. You can feel it now. And you feel this faith too, sister. You feel that you are victorious by the authority of the word of God. Receive it. Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel God moving. That's what makes things happen. When God, people can just step out on the word. Would you come next? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you. Yeah, you come after her. Pray. And you in the black with the fan, I want you to come after the sister here in the white. Listen, use your faith. You've been hearing this a long time, but tonight, something just stood out tonight. You can see something standing out. Because the principle of God which Jesus called the mystery of the kingdom, is not given to everyone. Because if they did, people can control God. That's why it's not easy to see it. But those whom God showed, those whom God allowed to get faith, don't you know you're blessed? Sister, you are blessed. Act upon the word. Come on now. Possess it in your action through Christ. By the authority of the Holy Ghost, God said, this peace is yours. And he healed your body. You are whole through the spoken word. Hallelujah. Sister, would you come next? Praise God. I tell you, I feel so much strength. I just feel that God is moving. I want you to come next. Would you do that? And you, would you come right after the one that's behind you? Sister, step out on the word now. What you see tonight is real. You sit there and you just feel your bucket is running over. You don't stop. You don't carry cups no more. You carry a big bucket now, and it's just running over, sister. It's yours. God said, all that you see is yours. He said, if it wasn't yours, he wouldn't let you see it. Now, possess those things in your action, says God, and they will be. Power of God is moving now through the spoken word by the power of the Holy Ghost. Glorify Jesus. Hallelujah. You know something? This young man, I like to just say this. After I ministered to you the other night, I keep seeing you in signs. Deep in the field of signs. I mean really deep. You're going to go deep. Can I minister to you next? Would that be all right? Sister, I want you to move upon the faith of the waters now. See, you heard this before. The verse kept coming to you, how his spirit moved upon the faith of the waters. Now you can see the mystery of this thing. Let me tell you something. Act upon it. Act upon it. That's what the Lord is saying. Act upon it. Power of God is moving now. Through the spoken word from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. It's yours, says God. Glorify Jesus. Brother, I want you to come, preacher, after this sister in the pink here, after I minister to her. I keep seeing signs around you. Scientific project. Different degrees of the scientific world. And something else too. You need some answers. Because there is a move that you want to make. And you've been very questionable concerning this because it's not a small move. And you're wondering, is the thing that you are seeing, you're wondering what you're viewing, what you're seeing is real. Let me tell you something. Even tonight, the message that you heard tonight kind of worked around with what you've been looking at. Possess it in your action. Power of God is moving right now. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Through the spoken word of God, receive. Hallelujah. Would you come next? I tell you, I can feel God's strength. I can just feel this strength. Launch out into the deep. And place down your net to make your catch. Launch out into the deep to make a catch. Believe it, sister. Believe what you've been hearing. Let it become a part of your spirit. Let it get in your spirit. Let it move you. And that's what the Spirit of God is. Faith. The knowledge. The wisdom. The strength. Let it move you. Be moved by the promise. Let faith move you. God said it's yours. Raise your hands right now. God's authority. God's anointing is moving and working in your life. Receive it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Raise your hands and praise God. I tell you, I feel this thing. I feel God moving. Amen. And the same thing, brother. The Lord is speaking to you with the same word. He said, launch out into the deep. Let down your net to make your catch. The Lord said, and you see the fish. He said, you can see the fish. He said, let down your net to make your catch. Brother, you've always wanted this for God's people, for God's work. It's going to come to you. And the Lord should put no limit on the figures. Because God don't see limit in the first place. Brother, God is just as big as you can imagine. He said, it's coming to you. You want it for his work. That's why it's coming to you. God said, it's yours. By the authority of the Holy Ghost. And God is blessing the parents too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glorify Jesus for a while. Raise your hands and say glory. Come up here, sir. Hallelujah. I tell you, I can just feel God's peace. You know, I want to minister to this young lady here. Would that be all right? Yes, come after him. Sir, claim it right now. Claim it all that you heard tonight. Claim it now. And claim it means possess it. Own it. Power of God is moving now from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive it by the power of the Holy Ghost through Christ Jesus. Come up here, young lady. Yes. I tell you, I just feel God's peace. I feel God's peace. And say, that's what makes this thing work. You know what I'm saying? The brother all the way in the back here. Can I minister to you next? Young lady, raise your hands right now. You know what? I can see that you are very determined. You're very determined to achieve your goals. And you are beginning to become, you find yourself separate from the children that's just not really serious about life. Because things...